Many of us have become professionals at beating ourselves up. You cannot beat yourself into greatness. But we should strive every day 1% more to become a better person. Doesn't mean you're not great right now, you are. But how can we take little steps each day to become a better person and break through limits? Let's talk about it. Welcome to Limitless. Hey, welcome to Limitless. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Have you shared Limitless with somebody lately? If you find an episode works for you, if you like it, if it resonates with you, if you know somebody this podcast might resonate with, that's the only way we grow. I don't advertise. I don't promote. I don't hire sponsors. I don't get paid. I do this for the joy of sowing into your life, building a fellowship and relationship with you from a long distance, hoping that some of this information will help you live a better life and help you break through your self-imposed limits. My name is Alex. Today, we're talking about 4 ways to be a better person. Doesn't mean you're not great right now. You are. There's a fine line between beating ourselves up and just challenging ourselves to every day get a little bit better. I've learned that you can't beat yourself into greatness. You're going to make mistakes. And I look back at my life. I have a lot of regrets. But I'm not going to wallow in them. I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to apply a growth mindset. But along those fine lines, I also want to grow every day. I want to get better every day. I want to be a better person. Doesn't mean I'm not good right now or even great. But I want to constantly be a better person. I don't ever want to plateau in this area. And there's a lot of ways to grow. Today, I'm going to narrow it down to 4 ways to be a better person. I became aware of these. I want to talk about them. I've been talking about them lately in some other areas, reflecting on them myself, and I want to share them with you today. These ways will help us be a better person. They'll help you break through limits, help build your relationships in your life. Relationships are so important, and they are missing. Areas we need to reflect on and be purposeful about. So 4 ways to become or be a better person every single day. Number 1 is to listen. Listening has become a lost art. I mentioned last episode that everyone's trying to be interesting, not interested. We also talked about curiosity as a powerful force. You can amplify your curiosity. You can be interested, not interesting, by listening to people, asking questions and listening genuinely. Something I learned to become a better listener was a really simple trick because I know the people gravitate to good listeners. I want to be a good listener. And I know no matter how good of a listener I think I am, I can always be better for the people in my life. And a really simple trick, I've talked about this so many times, but it's worth repeating, but worth repeating every day as a reminder to myself. This trick to improve your listening is just wait 5 seconds after someone's done talking before you talk. This slows you down. This helps you make eye contact if you're in person. This allows the person to keep talking. Now, if they ask you a question, you don't want to wait 5 seconds. But what it also does is when you wait 5 seconds after someone is done talking before you talk, is it keeps you from thinking of what to say next. Because when somebody talks to us, we start thinking about when are they going to stop? When can I interject? What am I going to say next? Here's what I'm going to say. We stop actively listening. We're hearing, but we're not listening. Listening is a skill that leaders need, and we are all capable of leading. Anyone can lead in many different ways. Leading by example, by being a better listener, and having better relationships and more opportunities will come your way when you constantly work on becoming a better listener. The world is full of examples right now of people and corporations that don't listen. One of the biggest corporations in the world that most of us have used and rely on. It's important that this corporation stays strong. The Boeing Aerospace Corporation. They make jet planes that most of us have flown on. In fact, they make the most reliable jet in the world, passenger jet, the 737 over time. Yet they struggle now with the 737 because they created a max version because they didn't listen to their engineers who said the 737, its lifespan is over. We need a new jet, not another 737. But they listen to stockholders and budgets instead of people. Create a 737 max, and then they listened to the wrong people or didn't listen to the right people or didn't listen at all and cut corners, and it cost people their lives. Hundreds of people killed because of a lack of listening. Listening is important. Can you tell? You want to be a better person? Work on your listening skills. Number two way to be a better person is humility. Humbleness is a virtue. It's a trait. But what am I talking about today with humility? Because I think most of us would say, well, I'm certainly humble. Kind of the opposite reaction. Humility in that there's always something new to learn. I can learn from everybody in every situation I come across today. Continuous learning from everybody. Humility to know that no matter how good you get at something, there is something to learn. No matter how big your adversary is, you can learn from them. The opposition, people who think differently than you, humility says, I have something to learn or be curious about. Humility has been shut down in today's society. There is an extreme lack of it. You want to set yourself apart. Humility in the sense that you can learn from every situation will keep you listening and keep your ears open. There's a quote I want to share with you, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me. Daniel Negreanu is considered a poker great. Stick with me on this. Poker, so similar to life, in that the poker players that make the most money, the most successful poker players, don't get the best cards. They don't get the best hands. It's not luck. It's how they play the cards they're dealt. And in life, we're constantly dealt metaphorical cards, situations, circumstances, events in our life. And how do we respond? Just like poker. Well, Daniel Negreanu, who's now, I believe, in his 50s, been playing poker, I think, professionally for over 30 years, has made hundreds of millions of dollars. He was asked to write a letter to his younger self. Now that he's older, made a name for himself, he's made a lot of money, what would he say to his younger self? And in this letter, it was very revealing. I really enjoyed it. One of the quotes was, Daniel, as you make a name for yourself, and as you become one of the greats, never forget there will be younger, hungrier players challenging you, using new technologies and strategies to try to be better than you. This is important, Daniel. Learn from them. Don't be that old man complaining about them. Learn from them. Because confidence and experience are your secret weapons, but they only work when combined with humility. That's the power of humility, my friends. It can change your life and help you be a better person. All right, the third way to be a better person. Awareness, personal awareness, amplify it. We all have blind spots, just like in a car when we're driving. Our side mirrors. Now, a lot of us have cars that will tell us if there's a car there. I don't. I still have to look over my shoulder to see my blind spot. It is always there, no matter what I do. There is a blind spot. Just like the blind spot in your car, and you have to look over your shoulder. We all have blind spots in our life, tendencies, habits, gaps, things we're not good at, things we don't recognize, things we don't see about ourselves, but others do. This is personal awareness of our strengths, our habits, our tendencies. Consistent improvement, awareness of these things, being able to look in the mirror, which is one of the hardest places to look, being introspective and reflective. When we have a negative situation, it's easy to blame somebody else or another circumstance. Instead, awareness says, what can I change? What am I in control of? How can I be better next time? What can I learn from this? Personal awareness will change your life forever. It will make you a better person. It'll slow down your brain. It'll slow down time. It'll make you more reflective, more responsive instead of reactionary, more aware of your blind spots. The third way to be a better person is to increase your personal awareness. Goes right with humility. And finally, the fourth way to be a better person is to make the time in your life for the people you care about, for the people who need your time, and for yourself. Make the time for that project. Make the time for that trip. Make the time for that planning. Make the time to meal prep so you don't eat crap all week. We all have an area of our life with a person, with a situation, with our future, with our goals, with our finances, with who we are, where we need to make the time. Quality time is a love language. It's an appreciation language. Somebody in your life wants your time and needs your time. And quality time doesn't have to be quantity time. We have people that steal our time and too much of our time. Thieves. Time is a finite resource. It's a commodity. Quality time doesn't have to be long, but it's quality. It's presence. It's putting the phone down. It's being there for yourself and others. Quality time with yourself. Quiet time to think and reflect and visualize what you want and why. And quality time with the people you love and care about. Could be coworkers, could be family, grandkids, kids, spouse, friends. Listening, humility, awareness, and taking the time for yourself and others. Making the time in this busy life will set you apart and will make you a better person by making the time. When you look back in your life, someone made a difference to you. They made a difference in your life because they made the time for you. And you can look back in your life and see people that didn't make the time for you. It makes you feel like you're not important. It creates limits in our minds. We all know somebody like that. We wish they would make more time for themselves or us. Or maybe they were in the past. Let's not be that person. Make the time. I hear it all the time, way too much. I'm busy. We're all busy. Make the time. It's a priority. I don't have time to count calories. Make the time. I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to hike like you, Alex. Make the time. I don't have time to go for a walk or spend time with my children or to work on my skills or to set goals or to build anticipation. Make the time, my friends. Stop making limits in your life. Who do you need to make the time for? And one of those people should be yourself. All right, four ways to be a better person. Listen, humility, awareness, and making the time. All right, three pieces of application. How do we apply this to our lives? Number one, how can you amplify your humility and your personal awareness this week? Humility, by realizing you can learn something from every person in every situation, every interaction, every single day. And your personal awareness of your habits, your tendencies, what's in your control, and how you learn from these situations. Number two, who needs you to listen this week? How can you be a better listener? How can you apply the listening trick, waiting 5 seconds after someone is done talking before you talk? Can you consciously, intentionally be a better listener this week? And who do you need to be a better listener for? And if you're thinking right now, well, I wish people would listen to me, then it starts with us. Listen. And number three, who needs your time? Pick somebody this week that you're going to give quality time for. Don't announce it. Don't put it on social media. Don't tell them, well, I decided to make some quality time for you. No, just do it. Somebody needs your time. And if you're already giving them quality time, how can you give them a little bit more? These things will make you a better person. 1% every single day is what we are going for to break through limits. You can be a better person. You're great right now, but we can all strive to be better. You can do it because you, my friend, are amazing. You're awesome, and you are limitless.